We're on Chavches Amad Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shokel Odom Bosher Keneged HaKli O Keneged HaKopitz The Chachamim Omerim Ein Mashgichim Bekaf Mazayim Kol Iker. Yehuda says you're allowed to use a scale but not with weights, but you're allowed to weigh meat Keneged HaKli. There's a machlokas whether that means you know how much the Kli weighs, but you're not using a regular weight, but you're actually weighing the meat. Or no, you have no idea how much the Kli weighs, and after Yontif, you'll figure it out by weighing the Kli, can they get a measure? And the Chachomim say that you can't use a scale at all. And what's it called? There's a Rashba, brings you Yerushalmi, that that's only in a business or whatever, but at home you have to weigh something for a recipe or whatever. It's mutter. Halacha is not like that. Halacha is a Bavli holds that even privately you can't weigh things on Shabbos or Yontif. You don't want to use a regular scale. Yehuda Omer, Shokel Odom Basar, Tabach Hamocher Basar B'Mishko, a butcher who's selling meat by weight. Afal B'Sha'asar Lishko B'Litra, Dehainu Maisechol, even though you can't use a regular scale with weights on one side and the meat on the other side, because that's Uvda Dechol. Mutter hulishko keneged akli u keneged akopitz. You can use a kli or an axe, sakin gadol shekopitzim b'basar. Diga shinoi v'lo v'maisa d'chol. Then it's a shinoi, and it's not uvda d'chol. Ein mashgichin, the rabbanon hold. No, you can't use ein ma'ainin. You can't use the scale at all. Mar, my kol ikar. What does that mean? Ein ma'ainin b'kaf mazayin kol ikar. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, afilu l'shomro min ha'achborim. Even to put something on it up high, and to put it into the scale just to keep it safe from mice, you can't use the scale the chlal. Chlal, you can't make use of the scale, even not for weighing. Omer Avidi Bar Oven, v'hu detalya betrita. That's only if it's hanging on its cord and it looks like it's being used as a scale. Rashi, my kol ikar, my osul rebuye ha kol ikar. Rabban just say it's osir. Why they say you can't use a scale at all? Name of a chachamim osir. Afil l'shomer nachborim ain osin also b'maznayim atluyim biyosi gavoa. Can't even put something into a scale that's hanging up and it looks like it's being used as a scale. V'ha detalya betrita betabash tolin also ba kishishokrit. It's only if it's hanging on the hook that it's used or when you use it as a scale. The merzli can also shem mishko. But if it's on a shelf or whatever, and it can't be used as a scale in that position, then you can put something into it. Ram Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Tabach Umen Osar Lishko Basar Biyad. Right, an experienced butcher can get the feel of the meat. He can take it in his hand and put a weight in his other hand, and he can be the scale, and he can figure how the comparisons of the weight. He's not allowed to do that. The Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel Tabach Umen Osar Lishko Basar B'Mayim. It's also not allowed to use a kli with water in it and gradations in the kli. He puts the meat in and sees where the water rises. That's how much the volume of the meat is, the weight of the meat. The Omer of Chiyah Barashi also lasos Besiad B'Basar. You can't put a hole in the meat. You used to put a hole to be able to carry it because it's what's it called? The Rashi says it's a zilzal of Yontif. Others hold it looks like you're making a kli. Rashi, tabachum and shiodei lechavin mishko keneged mishko biyodav. He's an expert and he says the feel of the weights and the meat that he can become a human scale. Also lishko basar biyad lechos halitra biyodav achas to hold the weight in one hand vabasar biyodav acheres and the meat in the other hand ulechavin the bechol nami kiven the umen who bekach urchei hachi. It's a norm. It's a weekday way of doing things. The ma'im sheisho shnosos the simon in the kli. He has gradations in the kli. And also the ma'im puts water in it. The simonim odian also kama ha'ma'im only l'mala b'shvil litra basar. And he knows how much a pound of meat makes the water rise. And then if he puts the meat in till the water rises to that time, he knows he has a pound of meat in there. Shikvar shir lekach. He figured it out and made the gradations before yontif. Base yad neck of lechos bo. You used to make a hole in the meat to carry it. Omer avino ubiyada shari. You can make the hole with your finger. She can't make it with a kli. Amrav Huna of Yodah Shari, Linko Betzbo Shari, the Lav Derecholhu. That's not the way you normally do it during the week. So she knows, so it's not Maisachol. Avu Besakim Derecholhu. But to make it a hole with a knife is Derechol. Shemokar Boser also Bo Besiad, and also Lokech Lalich Labeso. When you sell meat, they didn't have bags, so they put a hole in the meat, and the guy carried it home with his finger in the hole. Beyantif Sark Lashanos, Lasos Heker, She'ein Mekachu Memkar Mutabo. If you make a difference to show that you're not buying and selling regular, that it's not a zilzul of yontif, it looks like nekachu memkar.
What do you do
when
you put it in the bag?
No, I don't know. Because that's not something in the meat itself, and there are other reasons why the hole is also, it makes like a kli, those reasons don't apply to a bag. Okay, the Omer Rav Huna, Mutter Lasso Simen Bebasser. You can make cut the meat in a shape that you'll recognize it. Kihad the Rabbi Bar Rav Huna mechatech lo aklas karnasa. Rabbi Rav Huna used to cut it into a triangle. Chiyav Rav Shimon Barevi. Okay, one second. So the Rashi says Simon Bavasher shalo yachlifu anoso. That you don't get mixed up with somebody else's piece. So they cut it into pieces so you can recognize your piece of meat. Aklas karnasa kshay mishalech habaser mishalech habaser lebeso. You made it to triangle. They knew that was his meat. Some say that you could even cut it into the shape of letters or whatever. And others hold no, it has to be a poshet shape, a square, a triangle. That's not to consider writing. But making it, fashioning it into a letter is also. And surely writing on it is also, even though there's a Shmus Yaakov that says you're allowed to write on the meat with scratch into the meat. By cutting it, letters or whatever to identifying it, same way you can cut it into a triangle. And the Mishnah Berurah says no dimyon. Cutting something into a plain shape, that's not called writing. Cutting it into a shape of a letter, something is also. Mid Rabbanan at least. Reb Chiyav Reb Shimon Berebi Shoklin Mona Keneged Mona Biyantav. Right? Reb Chiyav and Reb Shimon Berebi hold that you're allowed to weigh a mana keneged a mana biyantif. In other words, you're allowed to make equal portions. So you're allowed to weigh out one piece of meat, not a keneged anything that's weighing it, but another piece of meat, to make sure that they're even. So you're not weighing the meat keneged something, you're just evening out two pieces of meat. Keman kelok Reb Yehuda velok Rabbanan. Because that's not like Reb Yehuda, not like Rabbanan. Ik Reb Yehuda ha'omar shokalotim basar keneged akli o keneged akopitz. Right, keneged akli in keneged midiach rinilo. Right, Rabbi Yehuda says you could use a scale and be shokel things keneged akli because that's totally different than you do it during the week. But to be shokel meat keneged meat, he doesn't say that's mutter. That's more normal. That's not an abnormal thing. And ikur rabbanon ho amrei mashgichim latapna zayin kolikur. The rabbanon hold you can't use a scale at all. So who does this go according to? That you can use a scale and you can use it for meat keneged meat. Morris says, Inu the Ovid Krab Yeshua. They held like Krab Yeshua. The Tanya Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Shoklin Mona Keneged Mona Beyontif. Rabbi Yeshua said, Matheris, you're allowed to use a scale to even out portions of meat. Omer of Yosef, Halacha Krab Yeshua. And Rabbi Yosef says, Halacha Krab Yeshua, Ho Lushnan did Bechoros Kavosei. Because in Bechoros, it says, what's it called? Similar, something similar. Just like on Yontif, you can't make Zilzul Yontif, but weighing meat, keneged meat, is not a zilzul. By Bechoros, we find the same thing. The snan, psule hamukdashim, hanosim lehektish. The shoklin mona keneged mona. Right? Psule hamukdashim, right? Kodshim that became parcel, that you were poda. So the hanoah of being poda them and figuring out how much they weigh is for hektish, because the more that you get, the more money hektish gets. You're allowed to weigh it. So you're allowed, it's not a bizoyan to weigh it because hektish is going to get. So you're allowed to weigh what's it called, portions, keneged portions. The Bechor, Amalei Abba, one second, V'sha'ona, V'shoklim, Mona, keneged Mona, V'Bechor. Psulei Amukdashim is Hanosim Lehekdash, you can weigh them regular. By a Bechor, you can't weigh it regular, right? Just like on Yontif, you can't weigh things regularly, but you could be weigh things portion, keneged portion. Because by a Bechor, there's no Hanosim Lehekdash. The Bechor is for the Kohen. So the money doesn't go to Hektish. So the Kohen benefits. There's no heter to weigh it regularly, but you can weigh portions, connected portions. Rashi. Rabchiyah v'Rab Shimon v'Rebbe, k'sha yucholk in basar b'neihem, ho yishoklin also mona k'neged mona b'yantif. And they'd split up the meat in order to see that the two portions are the same, they'd weigh one k'neged the other. K'neged kli in, d'b'chol lav hachi orchi. To weigh something k'neged a kli is not the normal way. So therefore it's not a zilzul b'yantif. Ava mona k'neged mona k'ain derech kol acholkin. That's the way people split up things. They weigh things to see that they're even. So that's a zilzul b'yantif. It's uvda d'chol. You can't weigh a bechor regularly because it's a zilzul in the bechor to weigh it regularly. Even though the bechor has a mum, but it was kodesh. So you're doing a maisechol bekotchim just like doing a maisechol on yontif. The bezoyinu. Tani, the mon and keneged mona, the yodea kama mishkol rishon, the shokwa keneged the mutter. But meat, keneged meat, not connected a weight, is okay. That's not considered a bezoyin. I'm a lav uvda d'chol, choshev, it's not considered an uvda d'chol, so on yontif also be mutter. The snan, psuli amukdashim anosim ahektish, the shokwin money, connected money, be bechor. Sefer de masnisim nokan. It's at the end of this Mishnah. V'rei shahachi isa. This is the beginning of the Mishnah. Kol psuli amukdashim nimkorim be'idlis nishkolim be'litra. Right? All kodshim that became posel, that you redeemed, you're allowed to weigh them regularly, and they're allowed to sell them in a butcher shop. Why? Because the chutz min ha-bechor, except for bechor and meiser, shani yosel ha-bayin, because bechor and meiser, there's no hanoah to hektish, they belong to the owners. Meiser and bechor belongs to the kohen. So only the kohen and the owner benefit, so you can't be mezalzel in kodshim for the sake of the owner. But for the sake of hektish, you could be mezalzel, not a zilzel. You'll get more money if you sell it in a butcher shop, and if you weigh it properly. However, even though a bechor you can't weigh regularly, but you can weigh one portion connected the other portion. Any kodshim that is, have a mum that you redeemed. Even though they still retain some of their kedusha, because there's halachas in redeemed kodshim. Right, tizbach v'yochalto. The Torah says that psulei hamukdashim, which you redeem, you can shecht and eat it. What's it called? But you can't use the wool, and you can't use the milk, and you can't treat it in a disrespectful way, because once it was kodesh. However, you can deal with them in a chulin way by selling them in a butcher shop and weighing them regularly, because the hanoah, the revach, the benefit will go to hektish. Chutz min habechor, except for bechor meiser, shanias mechirosim biyoker in ala hektish el levailim. Because even if you'll be able to sell them more expensively, if you sell them in a butcher shop, you get a better price. The hektish doesn't gain anything from it. The kohen gains from it. The meiser, the bialim gain. Pisha ein lo en pidyim b'mumam, lios d'meyam nechnosim etushasan, de b'bchor nemer lo tipte, v'meiser nemer lo yigoyel. Because you can't redeem b'chor or a meiser. Okay? Ein lo hektish al l'bialim. Pisha ein lo en pidyim b'mumam, lios d'meyam nechnosim etushasan. You can't be polde b'chor or meiser. What do? You eat the bechor, the kohen eats the bechor with a mum, and the same thing, what's it called, the bialim, he'll eat the maiser. Hilkach, ein noagim bohem maiser chulim, but mechiras besorim. When you sell them, you can't do maiser chulim in them, kishenofel ben mum, v'shochtum a bialim, bialim the bechor kohen, u bialim the maiser Yisrael. Other things you could sell, and Hekdish gets the money, right? And Mamela, if you sell it for a better price, the Hekdish gets more money. The Alpha Bishikvar Niftu called them Shchit, and even though you were pulled to them already before you shechted them, so they're really not Kodesh anymore. Before you pulled it, can't shecht it because it needs hamor than arocha to figure out how much it's worth and then to be pulled it. Still, Hektish benefits from how much you sell this animal for. He knows he's going to get a good price when he sells it after it's nifta. He'll be pulled it for more money. Therefore, you can treat it regular and sell it in the butcher shop. Because of the, ultimately, Hektish is going to be the one that's gaining from this better price. However, when it comes to a Bechor, you're also allowed to weigh it one portion connected a portion. You can't do it in a butcher shop, but when you do it at home, you can weigh it out one portion connected another portion. That's not called weighing and a Maisa Chol, and therefore it's Mutter on Yantif. Where it says, maybe there's no comparison. Right? Maybe Rabbi Yeshua is only matter on Yontif, because it's only a question of Zilzul Yontif, it's not Zilzul Kodshim. But by Bechor, maybe that's considered a Zilzul for Kodshim, and he wouldn't be matter by Bechor. Maybe the Rabbanim will only matter by Bechor, because it's not an Uvda Dechol. But over here it looks like an Uvda Dechol on Yontif, maybe it's not mutter. Where it says, maybe what's it called, Rabbi Yeshua, who says that it's mutter to weigh portion connected portion on Yontif, does not hold by Bechoros like the Rabbanan. And maybe the Rabbanan by Bechoros don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua by Yontif. Although Rabbi Yeshua is totally Bechor de Shori. Ad kan lo kamri Rabbanan hasen el de lo ovid maisa de chol. De hasen mechirahi. They ain't derech lishko boser on nimker b'mona k'neged mona. Over there, you're selling it. It's a bizayin to the kachim. Avohacha, gabi reb chiyav, reb shimon, v'rebi, ko avdei uvdin d'chol. So a chalukah hi. V'chein derech kol acholkin. V'lo spiru l'rabban de b'chorish to b'shua. What's it called? Over there, where you're selling the b'chor, so you're allowed to be shokel. It's not in the normal way of selling things by weighing them one k'neged the other. But over here on Yontif, you're splitting up something. And the normal way of weighing them when you split it up is one connected to the other. And therefore, it's an Uvda Dechol. Okay. And where it says, the Meimer, the Kapti Adori, when Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Berebi split up something, they used to weigh it. Mashma, they were machbid, to make sure that they got equal portions. They sent seven fishes to the house of Rebbe, and five of them ended up by Reb Chia. Reb Chia took five of them. The low carpet Reb Shimon Berebi, and Reb Shimon Berebi wasn't machbid. So you see, they weren't machbid on each other. Why? They have to weigh things to see that they got equal portions. It wasn't Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Berebi that were splitting something up. Put somebody else in there. It was Reb Chia and Reb Shmuel Reb Yossi, and they were machbid one on the other. Or Reb Shimon Berebi Ubar Kapara. Right? Those were the people who were splitting up. Not Reb Shimon Berebi and Reb Chia. They weren't machbid one on the other. Rashi. Were they so machbid that they had to split up and make sure they got equal portions? They were very close, and they used to take one from the other, right? And we see from here, one of the Mefarshim says that if you know somebody is not machbid, bichlal, that you can take something without his rishus, because Reb Chia took five portions of his fish without Reb Shimon Berebi knowing that he was taking from his father, but he knew that he wouldn't be machbid. So if you know for sure somebody's not machbid, usually the halacha is like that. If you know for sure in the past somebody has let you take something or do something or whatever, there's no reason to assume it wouldn't be the same thing now, you're allowed to take it. But if you just assume it, but it never happened before, then the lechori, you're not allowed to do it. I know Shevanisa, Sheva Dagim Shabol Rebbe, they delivered seven fish to Rebbe. Reb Chia took five of them home. Velo copied Reb Shimon Barebi. You see, the Talmidim used to take things from the Rebbe then too. He came to the house, he took five of them. And Reb Shimon Barebi, Lomar Mishalavihu, Nizom, Yosri Meni. And then Reb Shimon Barebi didn't say, hey, he's taking things from my father's house, what's it called, he's getting more than I'm getting. So you have to change it. It wasn't Reb Shimon Barebi and Reb Chiya, because they weren't makbid on each other. But it was one of them and somebody else. Okay, so Mishnah. Ein mashchizen es asakin b'yantif, avo masiya al gabe chaverta. You can't sharpen a knife on yantif, but you can put two knives, one the blades together, and that way sharpen it. You can't sharpen it on a sharpening thing. Rashi ein mashchizen, whatever this is, some of the thing says mashchizen, lehashchizen, lechadeid, oh, he says another word here, to sharpen. Avo masiya al gabe chaverta, the mishanim b'derechol, to sharpen them, one connected the other, one on blade on the other, is mutter, because that's a shinui. So it's not derech ol. It's not the way you normally do it during the week. Okay. Omer avhuna, lo shanu elu mashcheza shel evet. What's usher is to use a sharpening stone. A mashcheza shel eitz mutter. But a wooden sharpener, that's mutter. Because the Chasam Sofer says, the stone one will take out nicks in the knife, and it's fixing the knife. Mashenkin, a wood one will take out nicks, it'll just make it a little sharper. That's okay. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Hoda Amr Shal Evan Osir, Lo Amr El Lechavida. That which we said that you can't use a stone sharpener, that's only if you're sharpening. But if you want to rub it against the stone to take off the fat, that's mutter. Michlal, the Bishal Eitz, Afil Lechavida, Nomi Mutter. According to this, with a wooden one, you're allowed to use even to sharpen. Ike demasni la sefer. Some learn this on the sefer. B'shel eitz mutter. Om Rav Yehuda Mer Shmuel, hoda amris b'shel eitz mutter lo amin el lahavir shanunis. Aval lechadado aser. That which it says that a wooden one is mutter, it's only if you're not sharpening, if you're just taking off fat. But if you're sharpening it, it's aser even by wood. Bichlal, b'shel even afilu lahavir shanunis aser. By the stone, you can't even take off the fat because we're afraid you'll come to sharpen it. Ike demasni lo amasnisin. Some say what he said. It goes on the Mishnah. Ein mashchizin es asakin biyantif. Om Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel lo shon el lechavida. That which you can't sharpen a knife on yantif is only if you plan to sharpen it. Avol havi shanunis mutter. But you're allowed to take off the fat. Michlal dagabi chaver. It's afil lechavida lami mutter. One against the other, you're allowed to do, even to sharpen. The Ike demasi on the Seifa, and some learn that on the Seifa, the Chumra. Avo masi al gabi chaver, so you're allowed to sharpen two blades together, right? Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav Shmuel, Oshon Le'el Lahavir Shamnunis. That's only to take off the fat. Avo lechavir do asr, but to sharpen it even that way is asr. Michlal, de mishchezes, with a stone, afil lahavir shamnunis asr. Even to take off the fat is asr. Man tana de mishchezes asr. Okay, 1 second. So now the more, let's do the Rashi till here. Mashcheze shel evin, the misakenis leshaper. It fixes the blade. Like the Chasam Sofer takes out the nicks. The mevzik misakin b'chol. Looks like you're fixing the blade. Mechlaldev shel eitz, gemara kadayik, midaoki rav Yehuda, isura b'shel evin, b'lechavida, since he said that which is osur is only if you're sharpening it, not if you're just taking off the fat, and that's by a stone, that means that by the wood you can even sharpen it. Whatever he holds is osur by the stone is mutter by the wood. It's like cleaning it off. It's not really fixing the blade. Okay? When it says, Man tanid machshez is osir, who holds it sharpening blades, sharpening knives is osir? Om Rav Chizda, look Rav Yehuda. It's not like Rav Yehuda, right, the Tanya. Ein ben yontif l'shabbos, ala ochel nefesh b'vad. Tanakama holds that the only difference between Shabbos and yontif is things that are directly preparation of food. Rav Yehuda matar af machshire ochel nefesh. Anything that's in the preparation of food things is also mutter, right? And therefore, sharpening a knife in order to be able to cut food is machshirei ochel nefesh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would be mutter. And according to the Rabbanan, it's asur. Omalei Rav Rav Chizda, Darshina Mishmecho Halacha Krab Yehuda. They say in your name, right, that you said that the Halacha, Rav said to Rav Chizda, is like Rav Yehuda, that Machshiri Yochol Nefesh is Mutter. Omalei Yehei Rav, the Chol Kiani Mili, Mal Yisot Tidrushu Mishmoy, Halavai. I don't know if I said it or not, but much of all, I agree with it. Right, they should say things like this in my name. Okay, Rashi. Mataraf machshuri yochol nefesh. The time mishum the dorish yeyosol lachem lechol tzorcheichem. Later on, we'll see the next omelet that where Rabbi Yehuda knows that machshuri yochol nefesh are mutter because he learns lachem lechol tzorcheichem. Anything you need to be able to eat and prepare food, even the not the direct preparations is mutter. Darshina mishmecha nidrosh mishmecha. Can we say, so he said, so Rav said, Rav Chista, can we say in your name that you hold the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda? And he said, yeah, all these good things you could say in my name too.